Your child deserves an education that sets them up for success. K-12 knows that learning isn't one size fits all and has options tailored to each child's needs, interests, and goals for the future. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn at their speed, at home, from state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.
Going to the gym can be discouraging, especially if you're putting in the work but barely seeing changes. But with Tonal, you can actually see your progress with every workout. Tonal provides the convenience of a full gym and the expertise of a personal trainer anytime at home with one sleek system. Designed to reduce your mental load, Tonal is the ultimate strength training system, helping you focus less on workout planning and more on getting results. No more second-guessing your technique. Tonal gives you real-time coaching cues to dial in your form and help you lift safely and effectively. After a quick assessment, Tonal sets the optimal weight for every move and adjusts in one-pound increments as you get stronger, so you're always challenged. Tonal lets you choose from a variety of expert-led workouts, from strength to aero hit to yoga and mobility to keep you coming back for more. For a limited time, go to Tonal.com to get $500 off your Tonal purchase, plus a free 4-year warranty. That's Tonal.com for $500 off, plus a free 4-year warranty. Tonal.com.
Time for Early Break, sponsored by Midwest Bank. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I'm wrong, but I'm not.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
If I were a feral cat.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
You get one team. Mine's the Houston Oilers. I'm not the Texans, and I'm not the Titans, so I'm out.
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Friday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorens with you. Bill Bush has checked out for the day. He'll be back on Monday. Hour 2, as always, sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member
FDIC. I had to do that for Bill.
You had two locations in South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane, also at 70th and Pioneers. And Shin Daddy, I think, is off for the day.
Friday.
You'll see him on Monday.
So Bill had to go off.
He did. He's got a speech at the Cornhusker Hotel this morning.
What? He shuffled off.
He did. He tends to shuffle off.
He does.
It's a shuffle.
He does.
I don't think he'd push back on that or say, what are you talking about?
He does the Bush shuffle.
It's a shuffle.
Well, you've noticed that too.
Oh, of course I have.
It's
a legitimate shuffle.
We've never discussed it.
I don't know if I shuffle. I don't know what I look like when I walk.
You still have a young man's walk.
What about you?
Nah, me and Bill don't really have. We're not young.
Shuffle. I don't think you shuffle.
No, probably don't.
Bill shuffles.
He shuffles.
And I don't think if we approached him, he would push back on it. I'm just saying that.
He does the Bill Bush shuffle.
He does. He does do that.
So he's off to the Cornhusker to speak an event.
Yes.
But we're gonna have to take it home.
Yes.
And once again, I forgot to go out to my truck to get my glasses.
Maybe there's some in here, possibly, that Rudy can find. I don't know. There's a chance there's someone here. By the way, before we move on, regarding your aging gracefully, we had some response here.
Oh, yeah.
Kyle in Iowa City says, great stuff, Sip. Just got my first post-college job. You have to persist and persist until you succeed. It's what you know and a little bit of who you know.
Right.
You're hitting home with people here.
Yeah, it can be who you know. But I'm telling you, Jake, I've watched it over the years, people that go after jobs. I mean, I've obviously worked at the Journal Star, so I saw it a lot. People coming in, people going out. But I have so much respect for people that keep doing it and get turned down. I'm telling you, Trix got turned down a lot. And she would get to the precipice of a huge job in this city. And there's a couple times it was just heartbreaking. But she didn't, it was probably harder on me than her. But again, she just kept pushing. And this friend of mine, I don't want to mention my friend in Texas because I don't think I'm authorized to say that she's moving yet. But she, same thing. I've watched her, just the utter heartache of getting turned down. And then keep going, keep pushing. Hell, she's been turned down by this entity before, and it's for other jobs, and she got this one, so it's really good. But yeah,
hit home though. People appreciated it.
Yeah. I appreciate that. I'm glad it hit home with people. Just if you're doing it, just keep doing it. You'll get it. I always tell people, you'll get it eventually. You'll get a job. Sometimes it's 50 interviews. I've heard of people go through 50 interviews, you know, and not.
It works out eventually.
Yeah, it will. It will work out.
We have reached hour two. We've passed the roll call. We've passed Aging Gracefully. We've passed Dr. Love.
Wow.
We have some sports to address today.
Yeah, we have to.
We do. I promise you, for those out there desperate, we got something for you right now. 402-464-5685.
I'm ready.
Call or text as always. We know that Big 12 Media Days is wrapped up in Frisco, Texas. You had Deion Sanders speak day two. You had, of course, Scott Frost have his comments day one, and Brett Yormark doing his commencement speech to begin to a graduation class, what it sounded like, or some sort of, yeah. It's just strange.
Strange corporate
but
CEO.
Or someone that did not speak at the podium, just a side session, was Colorado AD Rick George. Rick right. George. He was commenting to some people at the Media Days that he would love to play Nebraska every single year if possible because it's good for the sport and it's good for rivalries to have consistent games happening. We see with Iowa, Sip, they play Iowa State every year. That has not gone away at all. With all the shuffling of conference realignment, that has remained. Some other rivalries remain every year. If Nebraska fans, if Nebraska had the opportunity to play Colorado every year, it's on the schedule, every year is a non-conference game. Would you be supportive of that? And do you think the fan base is plural would be supportive?
I mean, it's not, as far as Nebraska, Colorado goes, Jake, if you're asking me, just you, an individual.
Steve Sipple.
Yeah. Yes. I'm all for it. I think it would be great. Why? Because you have been part of it. You've been out there. You've been here. Nebraska has nothing. There's no other opponent that whips up the sort of emotion, frenzy. Let's say hatred. Let's say it. You can say it. Hatred.
Yes.
That enters the conversation when Nebraska, Colorado play. So, yeah, I invite it, but I also understand why. Let's put it this way. Colorado needs a lot more than Nebraska, right? Colorado's in the Big 12.
They are.
They need that sort of win, that sort of game, much more than Nebraska does in the Big 10 with nine conference games in the arguably the toughest conference in the country. So I don't think Troy Dannon would just say, yeah, let's do it. I think he'd have to think about it. And if you're thinking about what's best for your individual program and your school, I don't know if you'd come to the conclusion that it is the best thing. Colorado needs it more than you do.
That's true. They do. At the same point, though,
what,
you are correct in that. And the text line says the same thing. It's more important for Colorado to have this game than Nebraska. Like you said, it's a bigger win for them to get to beat a Big Ten school. Nebraska, it's still a Power Four win for Nebraska beating a Big 12 team. And Colorado, again, has had bad years, but they've been respectable under Deion Sanders.
They have.
And so I just think for the sake of, we want to have some sort of an inkling of the past. We want these rivalries to still stand. And people are saying on the text that they would rather have Oklahoma be that team than Colorado. See, I would push back on that in terms of that would be Big Ten versus SEC, which, again, that's the SEC wants to play the Big Ten more often. They said that. They want to have non-conference games against the Big Ten, right? That was said by
for sure, yeah.
By the Greg Sankey and others. They want that. But Oklahoma has a higher ceiling than Colorado does. That's
for sure.
A scarier game on paper in general. Maybe not right now because they're struggling.
It's scarier.
It's a scarier game.
It is.
Long-term, year after year, than Colorado. So if Colorado-Nebraska only benefits more Colorado than it benefits Nebraska, it's the same thing. I don't really want to play Oklahoma on an every year basis. I would rather play Colorado. And that's not a scaredy cat approach to it, but right. Oklahoma's ceiling is higher than Colorado. That game is a chance to hurt you.
I understand. Yeah, you're not wrong. The thing that I say about it is Oklahoma doesn't stir up near the emotion that Colorado does for some reason. Oklahoma was a friendlier rivalry. It was a more respect-based rivalry. it wasn't. You didn't feel the that raw emotion of. I mean, I keep saying hatred. I don't know what else to say. It's. I mean, I've seen it. You've seen it. There's genuine hatred, which is in the case of college football sometimes in rivalries, Auburn, Alabama, Texas A&M. It's sort of healthy hatred. Like it feels. It adds something to the day.
Yes.
You don't feel that with Oklahoma.
No, I do. And I like going to Boulder. I like when they come here. It's a fun, if that in this hypothetical world of this conversation that Rick George would love to have from Colorado, I like the sound of it because I like that trip and I like when they come here the next year.
I'm all about.
You circle the game. It matters,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I'm all about the feeling Colorado, Nebraska generates that Oklahoma doesn't. Oklahoma, Nebraska doesn't generate. It is still exciting. It's still fun, but it's not the same as Colorado. Just maybe it's as simple as it's a border state. I don't know that. Maybe it has a little bit to do. Now, Nebraska has dominated the Colorado series overall. It's like 50-21. 50-21 with some ties. So, but not, you know, of late, obviously they haven't, Nebraska hasn't dominated it. They did get the win last year and it was a gigantic win.
It was.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12-powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.
Going to the gym can be discouraging, especially if you're putting in the work but barely seeing changes. But with Tonal, you can actually see your progress with every workout. Tonal provides the convenience of a full gym and the expertise of a personal trainer anytime at home with one sleek system. Designed to reduce your mental load, Tonal is the ultimate strength training system, helping you focus less on workout planning and more on getting results. No more second-guessing your technique. Tonal gives you real-time coaching cues to dial in your form and help you lift safely and effectively. After a quick assessment, Tonal sets the optimal weight for every move and adjusts in 1-pound increments as you get stronger, so you're always challenged. Tonal lets you choose from a variety of expert-led workouts, from strength to arrow hit to yoga and mobility to keep you coming back for more. For a limited time, go to Tonal.com to get $500 off your Tonal purchase, plus a free 4-year warranty. That's Tonal.com for $500 off plus a free 4-year warranty. Tonal.com.
28 zip at half. The stadium was packed. It was just buzzing. Tommy Hill pick six. That was the loudest I've heard that stadium in a long time. The pick six at the goal line. That was awesome. 100. It was so loud.
Right. And if people wonder about when I'm talking about hatred, why you keep saying that, Sipple? Because I went to Colorado the previous year, covered the game. I've gone to all those games. Every game since 1995, so all the Colorado games, but the most recent one is the one that made the biggest impression on me, and I saw the hatred firsthand. I mean, I saw a kid in a red shirt getting basically beat up by Colorado fans. I saw people flipping me off, you know.
I'm just the media.
Right. I saw.
I don't have Husker gear on.
I heard the F-bombs directed at Nebraska fans. You don't see that all the time.
No.
And you certainly don't see that in Norman. You do not see that in Norman. When we went to Norman, now you didn't go swim.
I did not. Swim was there. I was not there.
2021.
Yep.
It was a fabulous scene, but it wasn't anything like the feeling you got at Colorado. We have to mention in this conversation, Jake, what Matt Rhule has said. He said essentially, I'm paraphrasing, you'd be crazy to play a power conference team in the current college football playoff setup. Why would we do that? You don't have to, because the emphasis isn't on strength of schedule. It's on wins.
And that's the problem here, is that you're taking away potentially great games for the sake of getting to the playoff, which I get that. Again, I understand.
Rhule has to be.
Right.
Yeah.
I get his rationale 100%. Yeah. But I, as a football fan, can be pissed off saying, so we're just going to give away the chance to have potentially great games in non-conference every year.
Well, I don't know that he would put it that way. I think you got to be smart and selective about how you're going to do it. I mean, Nebraska has some powerful opponents coming in down in years to come. And I don't know. Now, I will say this. As this came out yesterday, it was Rick George, the Colorado AD, talking to a podcast. That's what it was.
Okay.
And then it got reported by some people. I feel I've been a little – I've had opportunities to ask Troy Dannon, how do you feel about playing Colorado every year? And I haven't asked him. I'd love to ask him that question. How do you feel about playing – what is the possibility? How do you feel about playing Colorado every year? I'd like to pose that question to him and hear what he says. I don't know what he'd say. My guess is he'd be aligned with Rhule and say, under the current system, that we're not real overly interested.
Okay, but keep it right there, because someone points out, by that logic, why are Iowa and Iowa State still playing? Both those teams, year in, year out now, with the way Iowa State's been, can think about the playoff being reachable.
You can use other examples, too.
And that's always week two every year that you just tape. That is Iowa, Iowa State, week two. It's in the schedule. Mm-hmm. They love it. They don't want to change it. And I love it, too.
I know.
It's fun to have that built-in rivalry.
Well, I mean, all I can say about that is it's that probably, I mean, it's within the state. It would be hard to not to do it. But I don't know. I don't have an answer for that. My answer is what Matt has said. And I don't have my readers, so I can't read the article that I had.
Can you squint?
I paraphrased him, and I think I'm accurate. He addressed this when Nebraska, you know, essentially pulled out of the Tennessee series. Actually, he had addressed it before that. Matt had addressed it during the spring, and he did say, under the current system, why would we play a game against like a power conference team when you don't? It doesn't really help you, and it could hurt you, because the way the college football playoff committee looks at this, it's number of wins that's more germane than strength of schedule. The strength of schedule component, people are pushing for it to be more of a factor, but as it was and as it is, I suppose, it's not as big a factor. It's just number of wins. You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
And also, I don't disagree with Matt that you're playing 9 conference games. The SEC's playing 8. The ACC's playing 8. Nebraska and Big Ten teams are playing 9 conference games. So I get where he's coming from.
I do too. But and again, Nebraska fans, but you know, they don't mind the games against Houston Christian, because that should be on paper. It should be a win. Not a given win, because every game happened, but you should win that game. Mm-hmm. Versus potentially playing a Power Four team in that spot.
Oh,
is a risk. But for the fans' sake of excitement for a game,
mm-hmm.
You still have to include the fans in the conversation here.
I know
fans run. They should run the sport.
I know. It's a tricky conversation.
It's very tricky.
I'm glad we're having it.
Because, again, we see both sides. We understand the coach and the AD side, but I also, the fans paying money to go to the game and spending time to watch the game, want to have the best product possible to watch on both sides.
And I would tell you that my official position, my position is I I mean, I obviously thought about this a lot yesterday. It's not like I haven't thought about it before. I think Colorado should be on the schedule every year.
And I think I agree with you. I do.
Yeah.
We would like what Rick George is putting out there, at least right. saying in a podcast.
I get it, though. I get the other side, and I also understand, and I heard, and I saw it on our message board on Husker Online, people saying it's not. Colorado needs the game much more than Nebraska. I get that, but I also get the excitement every year for that game. That's what I like.
We're planning our trip to Boulder this year.
Right. And you know there's going to be a game where there's just ungodly juice.
Yep.
Just.
Last year had the juice.
Oh.
Last year, the juice was incredible for that game.
Oh, I just got.
2 years ago was
got
high.
The chills. I just got the chills. Think about it.
Deion's first year, the juice was unbelievable. It was big noon kickoff, which kind of sucked for that game, which wasn't 10 a.m. that time. But I was there. I didn't go. I was out for the blur parties. I was at the game. But the whole place was buzzing.
Jake, I tell people and they kind of look at me like I'm crazy, but. Okay, so how many years have I covered Nebraska football since 1995 full-time?
30 years.
And I've gone to every single game except one, home and away. So I've been to a lot of venues, a lot of big monster games. I'd never seen an atmosphere like I did at Colorado for that big noon
kickoff. 2 years ago.
2 years
2023.
Ago. I'd never seen buzz like that. I'd never heard a stadium that loud. That stadium was incredibly loud. I was freaked out by it. Now, last year in Lincoln, same thing.
It's also jacked with loud crowd. Wow. I just told you, the Tommy Hill pick six, I haven't heard that stadium that loud since the Miami game in 2014.
Again, I got the chills
11 years
talking
ago.
About it. I can envision that night, what that game meant, how big it was that Nebraska hit him with a 2x4 in the first half.
He did.
Knocked him on their heels. I mean, you had Shadur and Travis Hunter. It was a huge moment for Nebraska's program. So that's why I link, you know, you have those images.
We want it every year.
Oh, it'd be great. I think it'd be great.
I'm going to guess that Bill would also want that too.
Yeah.
I'm guessing that.
Now, it's a huge commitment to say that.
100%.
It is. It's not. I don't say it lightly,
but I like a good. I like to have games circled. It's not just conference games.
I'd like to think you get to a point where it's not a huge risk, where Nebraska is consistently better.
That'd be fun, wouldn't it?
Yeah. I mean, I think like right now, like this year, if they played, Nebraska is a 10-point favorite. I would think so, right?
At home.
Yeah, or on
probably
the road.
Not,
on the road, seven maybe. I'd say
possibly,
seven.
Yeah.
I think Nebraska's a better team this year.
They've got some questions out there. So does Nebraska. Before we get to break, the three words, Sip, you don't want to hear in IT are what?
I've been hacked.
I got a shiver down my spine.
Bill does that better.
I got goosebumps there.
If I said that to you.
Yeah. You can avoid that by calling our friends at Applied Connective Technologies in all 93 counties of this state, 99.6% retention rate. They manage all things IT and cybersecurity. It's a one-stop shop. Stop looking around and just call or go to AppliedConnective.com for a free consultation today. Applied Connective Technology. When we come back, PJ Fleck has an extension at Minnesota. Is he there for life, Sip?
I don't know.
We'll discuss that next in early break on the ticket.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. TNCs apply. Available in app only.